Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that we can wake up in your presence. We abide in your presence. Our lives are hid with you in Christ. Thank you for this goodness, Lord. Thank you. And this morning we can look afresh into your word, Lord, to hear your voice, hear your spirit, be touched by truth and moved by truth, and then go into the day conscious of your truth and so experience you. Thank you. It's a reality, not just in stirring in your mercies being new every morning, but also being experienced in the day and in the days ahead. Thank you for the path of the righteous just getting brighter and brighter in Jesus' name. Amen.
And we are reading 2 Timothy 3 from verse 12 to 14 from the TPT translation. For all who choose to live godly as worshippers of Jesus, the Anointed One, will also experience persecution. But the evil men and sorcerers will progress from bad to worse, deceived and deceiving, as they lead people further from the truth. Yet you must continue to advance in strength with the truth wrapped around your heart, being assured by God that He is the one who has truly taught you all these things.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we can just see, you know, the Bible says in that Proverbs 4:18, the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter. But we can also see the deceived ones that are deceiving, they just going deeper into darkness. And so we need to understand, you know, when deception, when these lies come in at there, it's a time to lift up our voices and say, Lord, come, Lord, move, Lord, have your way. This is your world. We are yours. And we want to see your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, because that's who we represent. That's where we are at. We are in the kingdom. His mercies are new. And it's just getting, his mercies are then not only just stirring our hearts and wonderful promises, but he says through these wonderful promises, we escape the corruption and we partake of the divine nature. So if we understand this, we can use the evil when it comes, stares us in our face, comes to try to oppress us and lie and deceive us. We say, no, get behind me, Satan. Thank you, Lord. I'm in you, and in you I live and move and have our being. And thank you for your goodness to come through, not just for me, but for every person here, and especially the household of faith. Let your body rise up in the midst of this darkness and step on it. Let it be stepping stones to the righteous to stand stronger and petition you and call on you and experience you, because you are living God. This devil and his agents are here just for a portion of time, and they're going to be taken out. We know that. We know what the word says, Lord. And so we say, Father God, have your way. Lift up your people. Let them move fully into your goodness. I thank you for the wonderful word that says those that by continuing to do good, we persist in doing good. We don't give up by doing good. We experience you. We find glory, honor, and immortality. But those that do bad, those that stay in fear and stay in bad attitudes and actions, there is a horrible consequence, so as to let them turn away from serving the devil and to serve the living God. Thank you, Lord, for being a living God that's coming through for us on a daily basis, writing your laws on our heart and on our minds. And I thank you, and then letting us experience you, because that's what it's all about. This is eternal life, that you know the Father and you know the Son. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.